Taking aim at three targets at once, Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors is pursuing bans on offshore oil support facilities and immigration detention centers and a moratorium on AI data centers. County staff got the go-ahead to prepare ban ordinances and the moratorium at the July 14 supervisors meeting. There was consensus among supervisors on the detention and data centers. Banning offshore oil support facilities saw some disagreement, but a majority of supervisors supported it. Amazon's warehouse project in McKinleyville was an overhanging issue throughout the discussions. Planning Director John Ford described public suspicion that, quote, Amazon would build this facility and turn it into a detention facility. And he added people are also concerned that a data center is another switcheroo Amazon might be plotting. Humboldt seems an unlikely location for a detention center, but Board Chair Mike Wilson said there is indeed a basis for concern.
There is a concern that any warehouse facility, including a new warehouse facility, could be converted to either a data center or a detention facility. I will emphasize that the federal government, in its efforts around immigration efforts, spent, I think, it was like $6 billion or some huge amount of money buying warehouse facilities around the United States with the intention of converting them into detention centers. So I think that that precedent of that effort is what drives or animates this that discussion. And so I think that that's something that people have concerns about. And then also in relation to data centers, that also is something that is animating people, because there is an expansion of data center development that's very concerning.
Supervisor Steve Madrone supported the actions up for decisions. On the immigration detention center aspect, he countered notions that it couldn't happen here, focusing on the political activity of County Sheriff Billy Hansel.
While ICE has not focused on our community yet, because we didn't have a vice presidential candidate like Minnesota did, or other reasons, we're a small community, we're rural, whatever, we are a sanctuary county. We have two cities with sanctuary ordinances, and our own sheriff fought against Measure K vehemently and suggested that it was going to cost a massive amount of money to implement Measure K, the sanctuary ordinance, when in fact, as was stated in a meeting here just a month ago, it's only costing us a few thousand dollars a year to actually manage the data around all of that and to present it. Our sheriff has also endorsed a candidate for governor, Sheriff Bianco from Riverside County, who has been adamantly opposed to the sanctuary ordinance and stated in his campaign speeches that he would dismantle the sanctuary ordinance at the state level. So, and he was endorsed by our own sheriff. So I think there's very good reasons to be very concerned about detention centers and the possibility of that occurring.
Public comment on the bans and moratorium was roundly supportive of them. Arcata resident Eileen Mandelbaum said the actions are justified and will be supported.
The urgency is great. We don't want to see any more daily headlines about deaths and torture and incarceration of children in jails where humans are held in bondage for profit. We don't want to hear after the fact that a huge data center has sneaked in and overwhelmed our rural communities. You are doing the right thing right now, and your constituents will support you.
Arcata resident Krista Boardman said she works at the Eureka Welcome Center and warned against changing tourist-friendly Humboldt for the worse because, quote, we don't have to lose what makes Humboldt our home. Supervisors took two different votes. First up was directing policy development on the oil-related ban, which also covers deep-sea mining. It passed in a bit of a split vote, with Supervisor Rex Bone voting against it, in part due to economic implications, and Supervisor Michelle Bushnell abstaining because she also has economy-related concerns and wants more information. But authorization for staff work on the detention center ban and data center moratorium was unanimously approved. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.